Our world events continue to play a role within our markets. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. We have been seeing just that over the last 10 days or so since all of this started happening between the U.S. and Iran. And it has been playing a big factor when it comes to our markets. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri-Commodities, Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
I think a lot of this is one word and it's crude, but it all kind of spins off of what's going on with the Iran war. Crude spiked higher. If you look at April crude futures, 2 months ago today, we were talking about $58. Right now, crude's at $95, got as high as $119. So we more than doubled the price in basically 2 months. And that's affecting every single market that's out here. With the crude market running, you've got that stock market dropping. Cattle are always tied to the stock market. So that's been pressure.
And as Greg pointed out, there are other factors playing a role within our markets.
The chatter is JBS Plant and Greeley sounds like they've rejected the contract extension. They could go on strike possibly by Monday. That's a negative. Everything is moving in a wild fashion, and you're just one news headline away from positive or negative on all these markets.
And when it comes to our hog markets, there might be a correlation between hogs and cattle.
Well, it does feel like there's some spreading going on. People are selling cattle, buying hogs as a spread. There's even some spreading going on inside the hogs where guys had been kind of selling the front, buying the back. Now, it feels like hogs need a little bit of a correction. You know, it felt like we got comfortable here, but, you know, they're kind of getting whipped around by this cattle market a little bit as well.
And on the grain side, we're watching a report that comes out at the end of the month, the prospective acreage reports.
We know this farmer survey was out last week, so the farmers were seeing it. So really, whatever number we get in 3 weeks is what the farmer was thinking last week.
That report due out March 31st. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.